Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today. Got a text message here on this Thursday, August 6th, 2026 edition. Let's see. This comes from Russell. He's over in Millersburg. He says, Randy, when you talk to Justin Michael, please tell him that he's a lot better than a third place person. And that I also agree with what he said. So you have my word, Russell. I will definitely pass that text message on to him. Scott down in Lansing suggesting that if John James wins and becomes the next governor of Michigan, he should hire Perry Johnson, much like what Trump did with Elon Musk, so he can come in and do his Doge audit, mega audit, here in Lansing. Great idea, but John James' ego would never allow Perry Johnson to do anything for us, the people of the state of Michigan. That's my opinion. Well, we've got another story here that I want to get into today's show, and it's kind of interesting. Signatures were gathered, submitted to the State Board of Canvassers for them to review the validity of the signatures. State Board of Canvassers approved the ballot initiative, Michiganders for Money Out of Politics, using a 1,000 signature sample. Finding the group had 645 valid signatures out of that 1,000 sample. Well, another group, Protect My Free Speech, filed a lawsuit alleging that the board state canvassers math doesn't add up because the initiative needed 661 valid signatures, not 636 out of 1,000. They filed a lawsuit. Well, a lower court ruled against them. Now, they have asked the Michigan Supreme Court to reverse the approval of the initiative, arguing that it lacks the required number of signatures. Spokesperson for the group Protect My Free Speech, John Selleck, said the board state canvassers committed an astonishing error by brazenly ignoring the formula they established. The petition failed to meet the threshold required under its own methodology. It was sloppy math and failure to follow its own standards. Now we're asking the Michigan Supreme Court to correct this error and to prevent this improperly certified proposal from appearing on the ballot. Christy McGilvray, co-chair of the MMOP's steering committee, said the legal challenge is no surprise. But the board state canvassers have already dismissed the opposition's baseless claims, and we are fully confident that the Michigan Supreme Court will do the same. We won't allow those defending massive billion-dollar corporations to undermine the voices of more than a half million Michigan voters who signed our petition to rein in the pay-to-play politics in Lansing. We've said it before. It's the opposition's easiest and cheapest path to trying to stop this initiative before facing Michigan voters at the ballot box, where we know this people-powered initiative has overwhelming support. Well, the plaintiff that they recruited to be the plaintiff in the lawsuit, James Holcomb, a voter who opposes the MMOP petition, has asked the court to order the decertification of the petition initiative by August 20th, 2 weeks from today. In talking to MERS News Service, he explained that this initiative would prohibit regulated electric and gas utility companies, as well as contractors that do more than $250,000 a year annually in government contracts, like Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, from making any direct or indirect campaign contributions to those who run or hold office. I'm not necessarily against it, but they didn't get enough valid signatures, said Holcomb. Others, Ask My Tax and many other initiatives, had to get enough signatures and failed. I believe they have failed as well. People for Michigan's Freedom of Speech filed its complaint on Tuesday, alleging that the board state canvassers approved 12 signatures that improperly included street addresses that don't even exist, which would then drop the MMOP below the currently stated certification threshold of 636 signatures. The complaint alleges that the board state canvassers standard requires at least a 90% confidence level that the petition actually contains the correct number of signatures. However, the Bureau's July 17th election staff report found that based on the 561,282 signatures that were submitted, that 356,958 valid signatures needed. Well, if you do the math, only 63%, 636 of 1,000 were required. In order to get to the 90% confidence level, it actually would have to be 661. So their numbers don't work, is the bottom line. Well, Michiganders for Money Out of Politics, who is not a named defendant, filed a motion to intervene in the case. They actually sued the Michigan Board of Canvassers and want that heard by the Michigan Supreme Court. The effort, the ballot initiative, filing a motion to intervene to be part of the lawsuit has yet been determined. So we'll see where this goes and see if it, in fact, ends up on the ballot. One other kind of interesting story we want to get into the record today. State of Michigan's Gaming Control Board has withdrawn from the National Council on Problem Gambling after the nonprofit partnered with Kelshi, a prediction marketing organization. Michigan Gaming Control Board and Minnesota State Senator John Marty separately notified the Washington, D.C.-based nonprofit that they were both cutting ties with their partnership, which began in May. The National Council on Problem Gambling asked Cauchy in February to display problem gambling information on its website, which allows users to make predictions on outcomes ranging from sporting events to political races. Well, Michigan Gaming Control Board is taking the bold step of cutting ties with the National Council. I asked the NCPG to end this unholy alliance between themselves and Cauchy, which undercuts the very mission of what we're trying to do. No amount of money is worth undermining your mission. Minnesota State Senator John Marty said that the National Council on Problem Gambling receives funding from the regulated gaming industry. But Cauchy is unregulated and is not authorized to operate as a gambling business. They are a prediction market website. However, you can place bets on outcomes on sporting events and even political races. Well, in his letter, Michigan Gaming Control Board Executive Director Henry Williams noted that the board had obtained a temporary restraining order against Cauchy over allegations that it was offering unlicensed sports betting in the state of Michigan. Williams also wrote that Cauchy is involved in lawsuits in several states and that its characterization of prediction markets as investments or insurance undermines the principle that gambling should be treated as entertainment rather than a way to make money. The notion that internet sports betting can and should be pursued as a viable means of financial gain or protection against financial loss undermines this position and increases the risk of irresponsible and problem gambling behavior. Little interesting story within the Michigan Gaming Control Board. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269 269- 864-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of our number three, final segment of today's show. Political season is over for the primary. We will be, I'm sure, contacted by some of the candidates running for the November 3rd general election. You'll want to be running ads, perhaps even asking for sponsorships on the show for me to interview them on the show heading into November. But as a result, we're looking for some new sponsors. We're looking for some small businesses that are in our listening area of 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan to step forward, to give me a call, text me, get a hold of me for me to come visit them and determine whether or not their business is a good fit for the show, for our radio audience, our radio family. So I'm asking you guys, what businesses do you go to? What particular companies do you do business with that you think would be a good fit? Send me a text message of the name of the business, and if you know the owner of the business, their name, I'll get their phone number, I'll call them, and go visit them. We'd like to basically focus on businesses, companies that save people money, improve their health, their lives, and or lower the cost of living. If you found, for example, a particular product that you're using on a regular basis. Also, I'm looking for anybody that is a business that has to do with water sports, pontoon boats, fishing boats, jet skis, snowmobiles. There are a couple different dealers in the area, but I'm not really sure who has taken care of you guys. Who have you purchased, let's say, snowmobiles from or jet skis that have really taken care of you? Given you good service, given you good pricing, financing, really a great service department is what I'm looking for. Also, wouldn't mind talking to a contractor in the area that specializes in roof repairs. We've had numerous people contact me about roofing issues that they've had over the recent storms, tree branches falling, etc. So I'm looking for a roofing contractor. If anybody listening out there knows a really good roofing contractor, get me their name and phone number or the name of the company, and I'll reach out to them. I am totally committed to supporting small businesses. I believe in small businesses. I believe in finding companies that are doing a really good service for our radio family, and I would love to talk to them. So if you could, text me, 231-360-5140, the name of the business and the name of the owner. I greatly appreciate it. And I'll follow up with them. And if you don't mind, I'll tell them you texted me their information, and I'd love to be able to get them some additional business, growing their business, advertising them here as a sponsor on my show and on the radio station. Last thing I want to mention for today's show is that there is going to be a lot of people reaching out to you about this upcoming election regarding polls. I just got an email to the radio station here during the break that numerous polling companies will be contacting voters. If you get a poll, whether it's a live operator or whether it's a text message or a SurveyMonkey email, whatever it is you get, I'd appreciate if you let me know. Forward the text message to me, forward the email to the radio station. Anything that you get in the form of a survey, I would like to know who it is, because we're going to be monitoring these polling data companies to find out basically who they are and who they are pushing as a candidate. Try to find out basically where we're at as far as the money being spent on polls. There's going to be a lot of outside money coming into the state of Michigan in this election, and we'd like to know about it. So if you get a poll, whether it's a live operator, whether it's a text message, whether it's an email for a online survey, let me know. Let me know basically which races they're polling you guys on and what direction they're taking your opinion. Send me a text anytime after the show. I monitor my texts up until about 10:30 at night. So you can give me a text anytime. Let me know. 231-360-5140. So greatly appreciate if you guys will do that for me. I just got a text message already. We have a business I'll be talking to. Greatly appreciate that. Thank you very much. I'll get a hold of them right after the show today. John, if you don't mind, can I mention you sent me the text? I greatly appreciate it if I could use you as a reference. I appreciate that. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a terrific Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in Northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis.